We're using the threat that Canada's credit rating was going to be downgraded and nobody would want to invest in our country because we were going to hit the debt wall. So even though things seemed fine, under the surface, apocalypse awaited. And the only way out was for us to cut our social programs. And she met with the guy whose job it was to issue Canada's credit rating. And he told her this absolutely extraordinary story about how heavily he was getting lobbied by Bay Street to downgrade Canada's credit rating. He thought Canada's economy was doing great, and he kept issuing these AAA credit ratings, and he kept getting phone calls of bankers screaming in his ear, and he said he'd never experienced anything like this, because usually countries would call and ask to have a higher credit rating and scream at him because they'd given them a B, but Canada, it's that the business community in this country knew that they needed a pseudo-crisis. They created it, which is really the function of these think tanks, not just intellectual disaster preparedness, but creating the crisis to themselves, not waiting for them to happen, creating them, and then taking advantage of them. And of course, we know what happened in the 1995 budget in this country. Here's the bad news. These tactics work, obviously. Why do they work? For the same reason it works to pick someone's pocket at a car accident. We can't defend ourselves in moments of crisis. This is the lowest of the low. When we are disoriented, that's precisely why crises are so appealing. People are pushed out of the way. Democracy is messy. It's easy to remake New Orleans school systems when the people are gone. These tactics work.